This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Hey, folks, we're here at ZAG, and you know something? If you travel as much as I do, and you travel as much electronics, you're always worried about that power surge while you're on the road. Well, ZAG's got a solution for you. We'll talk about it here in just a second.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Hey everybody, continue coverage here at CES. I'm at ZAG with Nate. I tell you what, there's lots of great products at ZAG. We've covered a number of their products in years past, but the thing that kind of drew me in today was a product they have on the display here called Spark, and we're going to talk to Nate about that. This is portable battery backup, and I thought, oh man, how heavy is that? But it's not, so.
It's not terribly heavy. Like I said, this is called the ZAG Spark, and you plug this baby in, and then you can fold up the prongs, you take it with you. It's portable power. Has a little button here to show you kind of what the capacity is. We have two USB outlets. One is optimized for that kind of optimum charge. So anything that you can plug a USB port into, this will charge it up. Now, the cool thing about this will provide up to 4 full recharges for an iPhone, for example. You know, smartphones are rather notoriously battery hungry. And so if you're a traveler, a business person, you are on the road a lot, you use the battery in your gadgets a lot, this really extends the life of your devices significantly.
But it also helps protect your device while you're on the road, because it looks to me like you can run, well, there's a variety of different things. It's primary for charging then, it looks like. Is that what it is?
That's right. Right. Okay. Primary for charging.
So, you know, nice little power brick to be able to travel with you. We'll come right back in a minute after this message from our sponsor to get you a price point and where you can find it.
Is your web hosting maybe a little bit old-fashioned, kind of like this 1939 Crosley coupe we found here on the floor at CES 2012? Well, if you want to move into the modern age, you need to get with GoDaddy.com and look at the 4GH hosting that has just been introduced that combines the power of cloud computing with the economies of normal web hosting. We're talking $4.99 to $9.99 per month. There are 9 machines in the cluster that's going to be serving up content from the Tech Podcast Network. And we're expecting well over 35 million downloads. Of course, we know that because last year we had 35 million downloads, and we're expecting even more this year. You can try it out by going to GoDaddy.com. Look at the details that surround 4G hosting. You'll find things like, again, automatic load balancing that we talked about. But there's a scan each day for malware. There's protection at the server level, and there's protection at the cluster level. And there's a free SSL certificate included that's valued at $14.99. And when you go to GoDaddy.com, make sure you use the code CES2 when you order 4G hosting. That will get you a 25% savings, and even more importantly, it's valid for the entire year of 2012, and you can combine it with other discounts and sales that GoDaddy may have in the future. Check it out, 4G hosting from GoDaddy.com.
So Nate, where can we find this? Obviously at ZAG.com, but what's the pricing and availability?
This is $99.99 at ZAG.com. Like you said, that's probably the best place to get it. Available now. All you have to do is go online and order. And if you spend over, I think it's $24.99, we offer free shipping within the United States.
There you go. Spend over $24.99, get it shipped free directly to your house. Can't beat that. And you get a nice battery backup, where you can actually not battery backup, but a way to charge your device with the ZAG Spark. And Todd Cochran from Geek News Central on the Tech Podcast Network.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.